Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. Nowhere, no place, anywhere, you get what we're giving you. They don't know how to do it. And that's, we got best-selling books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Weekly Magazine, Time Magazine, far better than Megatrends. Anyway, so the important story today, no, not that gold hit $2,374. No, that's not important. Oh, by the way, Trends Journal, only magazine in the world, haven't heard this from anybody else. One of your top trends for 2024? Golden year for gold. That's right. Oh, gold is only up, what, about 16% since we said this was going to happen? And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Grand total of $2.50 a week. And if you don't like it, money back guarantee. Guaranteed you're not going to get anything like we're putting out. And then oil prices. Brent crude, $90. And it's going to keep going higher because the Israel war is going to keep escalating. Israel slaughtered those people in the Syrian, near consulate in Syria a week ago Monday. And as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. Oh, how dare you pay us back? We could kill anybody we want. We're like America, the Israelis. We could kill anybody we want, anywhere, any place. How dare you retaliate? You're a militant. You're a terrorist if you attack us. So they're going to attack. Oil prices are going to go up. Gold prices are going to go up. Gold prices are going up, even though now the word is that the Fed's going to hold interest rates where they are. And we just saw the ECB holding interest rates where they are. But none of these are important stories. Nothing. The most important story, go to the Cartoon News Network. Oh, what happened? O.J. Simpson dies of cancer at 76. Oh, my God, I won't be able to sleep tonight. O.J. Simpson died. So here's the story. This is when the media turned to shit with the O.J. Simpson stuff. Yeah, whatever the fuck he did. You know, there's bigger stories going on. No, that's what happened. All the media turned to shit with O.J. Simpson. So here's the true story. Back in the day, I used to be on Everybody, Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, when CNN was good. Everybody. USA Today was a big newspaper. It was very popular. And there used to be a great TV show called 48 Hours. And they interviewed me. Now, in fact, here's what they said. Mr. Celente is a very intelligent guy. We're able to learn about trends from an authority. So the woman who did the interview, very smart, nice lady and the crew, I said to them, what the hell's going on? This is 1994. I said, what's going on with all this crap about O.J. Simpson? This is the media headlines all the time. That was the beginning of the end. It got, I wonder what Johnny Depp is. Is he fucking anybody? Is Amber Heard taking it up? I mean, this is the fucking shit. What do I got to know about this stuff? Did Taylor Swift get laid tonight? Oh, don't forget the solar eclipse, the eclipse. The important things going around the world are not being reported because you got a bunch of shitheads in charge and all they're interested in is blowing up crap so they give you more stuff to listen to. And of course, all they do is they listen to their government whoremasters. Yeah, the politicians. That's why you get these t-shirts. Hey, politician, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? They're nothing more than prostitutes. They suck up to their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. And that's who's running the show. So moving on to the economy. Gold prices, man, it could be $3,000 this year. Remember what I just said. That gold is going up under these conditions is really important. I have not seen a rise in gold. My first buy in gold was in the late 1970s, like $183, $163 an ounce. Yeah. I made almost $500,000 more, about almost $750,000 playing the futures markets in gold and oil when the Iranian conflict was going on. I lost a lot of it, you know, out of my mind, man. But I held on to a lot of it, and that's when I started the Trends Journal. I became a political atheist. It just taught us to hate Iran without any of the facts. And I said, as everybody's hating Iran, what will oil and gold prices do? I started playing the futures markets. So going on about what in the world is going on and how bad it is. This is from Bloomberg. Credit card delinquency rates were worst on record in Fed study. Oh, everything's fine. The rich are getting richer. The plantation workers of Slavelandia are getting poorer. And the fucking credit card companies? Hey, the mafia is charging 10%. We could charge 29% or more. You got to pay now, buy now, pay later. We'll get you a lot more. Oh, yeah, we're a member of the gangsters. You know, the ones that the Prince of Peace. You got the cover right there. Nothing's changed. So the credit card delinquencies are important. This thing's going to go down. Oil prices go up. People can't afford it. And yeah, commodity rally poses inflation risk. Yeah, no shit. Fitch cuts China's credit outlook to negative. Again, we were positive on China until they started the COVID war. They locked down the country for 3 years. Some 30% of their real estate market pumps up the GDP. It was overbuilt because when they came into the World Trade Organization, the place boomed. And whenever you boom, there's always an overbuild. So they made a bad situation very bad by locking everybody down. It's going to get a lot worse. There'll be ups and downs. But you're going to see a lot more migration out of China too. But China is also becoming a self-sustaining economy. And if they become more self-sustaining and stop buying from other countries and just buy made in China, they got 1.4 billion people. They could support each other. Falling loan demand increases pressure on ECB for rate cut. And they didn't cut them. That was yesterday. That was 2 days ago. Musk says AI will outsmart humans by next year. The humans are dumber than shit. They're outsmarted already. You're a year late. Did Taylor Swift get fucked up? Chip facilities get billions to bolster production, right? Washington. The Biden administration will award up to $6.6 billion of the taxpayers of Slavelandia's money in grants to Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. We're giving the fucking money to Taiwan? And why are we giving money to anybody? Hey, fuck faces, you ever hear of capitalism? This is fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. Oh, that's not my words. That's that guy Mussolini. Yeah. When we were kids, I remember, I'm born in 1946 after the war. Whistle while you work. Hitler is a jerk. Mussolini bit his weenie. Now it doesn't work. Yeah, that Mussolini. It's fascism. Giving all these corporation tax breaks. I'm going to create jobs. Give me free money. Give me the money for the plantation workers. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir, because you give us campaign contributions, bribes and payoffs. Anyway, what else we got here? OpenAI and Meta poised to make AI leap with more models skilled, quote, in reasoning. Yep, we lost all our reasoning, and the younger generation's totally gone with it. It is the future. Again, the Trends Journal, right here. Facts, facts, facts. .com this. We call it .com bust. Said it would happen by the second quarter of 2000. This is when it was a quarterly magazine. And this is in the fall of 1999. .com fell in March of 2020, of 2000. AI is totally different. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. This trend has just been born. As much as I hate it, I'm telling every young person out there, every person that wants to be an on-trendpreneur, learn all about it. It's just begun. Blackstone strikes $10 billion deal. Blackstone. Yeah, Blackstone, BlackRock. Yeah, blackmail. Why, that's... How dare you, you racist, calling it a blackmail. Why, you're being racist. Now, take it easy. It's a joke. Got to call it black fear. And I don't want to call cocktails cocktails anymore. That's being disrespectful to men. How come we don't have cocktails? We have cocktails. Anyway, this whole fucking country's been taken over by the private equity groups, the hedge funds, the venture capitalists. It's gone. Every week in your Trends Journal, big's getting bigger. Ben Davis does this every week. You should see what's going on is disgusting. And now they're ramping it up again. Venture fund focuses on AI software. Alt Capital, you see, a venture capital firm helmed by Jack Altman is entering crowded field. AI boom is boosting copper prices, and it's going to boost silver prices too. Watch. Okay, The Telegraph. Volkswagen electric car sales plunge as Europe returns to petrol. What's one of your top trends? Our trifecta. Golden year for gold. World War III. EV, go F you. We've been warning about this for years, and now it's right in front of you. We've been warning about it for years. The fucking battery's a joke. It was invented in 1800. If we didn't spend all this money on the military-industrial complex, we'd have a real clean energy and efficiency. But we got wars to fight. So you know my one of our other top trends of 2024 is banks go bust. Big story in today's Wall Street Journal. Again, we warned about this, the office building bust in May of 2000 when they started sending everybody home. You can't go to work. You got to work from home. You ready? The real estate nightmare unfolding in downtown St. Louis. Downtown St. Louis? The fucking nightmares unfolding in downtowns all across the country. And that's going to bring the banking bust because they're going to be defaults on loans. But you read this story, it's horrible. In Anchors, they go talking about this... The Railway Exchange Building was the heart of downtown St. Louis for a building for a century. Every day, local crowds in the sprawling, ornate 21-story office building to go to work, shop at the department store that filled its lower floors, would dine on the famous French onion soup at its restaurant. Today, the building sits empty. It anchors a neighborhood with deserted sidewalks sprinkled with broken glass and tiny pieces of copper left behind by scavengers. Signs suggest visitors should, quote, park in well-lit areas. Isn't that great? As offices sit empty, shops and restaurants close and abandoned buildings become voids that suck the life out of the street around them. We warned about this for years. Hardly talked about, not a word about what this is going to do to the banks. When there's going to be a banking bust, a banking failure that's going to crash equity markets and drive gold prices much higher. All right. Yeah. This is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. As I said, it's $2.56 a week. This is the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Look at this. See this up here? Ukraine family's life is shattered. A drone strike killed Sherhi Hardaji's wife and four-month-old son. He and their two-year-old daughter, Lizzie, above, survived. Top story. Yeah, there's the front page. One kid and a woman dead. Then you open it up, And there's the whole page about this. Whoop. The Ukrainians, Palestinians don't count. Hey, Slinty, what's the matter with you? These Ukrainians, what, some 34,000 Palestinians have been killed. 43% of them children. How come you don't put that up there? Why don't we put it up there? Fuck you, Salenti. We're prostitutes. We're media whores. You got it? We put out for our corporate pimps and our government arm asses. We're sold out. That's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. You get the truth in trends. Look at this fucking shit. Slaughter every day. Hundreds of Palestinians being slaughtered. Place bombed to shit. Oh, we're bombing it to shit because Hamas is in all the buildings up there in the tunnels. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Biden walks back call for Israel to declare a ceasefire. President Biden on Wednesday walked back a call for Israel to declare a 6 to 8 week ceasefire. Yep. It's now up to Hamas. They need to move on the proposal that has been made so we could get these hostages home where they belong, Biden said. Remember, this is the bullshit that comes out with, little fucking Chucky Schumer. New York is to go. Oh, look, they're coming. They're coming out against Israel. Biden had a four-hour conversation with Netanyahu, and he's angry. Total fucking bullshit. They're totally supporting the massacre and the genocide. Biden vows ironclad, this is from The Guardian, U.S. commitment to Israel amid fears of Iran attack. Biden, yesterday, quote, we also want to address the Iranian threat to launch a significant, they're threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel. As I told Prime Minister Netanyahu, our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Now, our commitment, you go over there and fight? Are you going to take Hunter off some coke and maybe with other fucking shit he's on? He's going to go over there and fight too? What are you talking about, ironclad? Let me say it again. Ironclad, we're gonna do all we can to protect Israel's security. Israel could kill anybody where they fucking want to. It's against international law to bomb a consulate, but they can do it. Just like we can do it. And to show you the Biden Netanyahu bullshit, why don't you look at the cover of this week's Trends Journal. There it is. Bibi, you're a bad boy. I know, thanks to the bombs. This came out on Tuesday, what I just read to you, Trump said on Wednesday. That's why you get history before it happens with the Trends Journal. And what else we got here? All right, ready? Oh, this is a story on RT. Polish priest jailed after gay orgy ends badly. A Catholic priest in Poland has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for sex and drug crimes in an incident in which a male prostitute collapsed during an orgy. All guys fucking each other up the ass. Again, the Catholic Church did damage to me with Sister Marie Rosaire, may she fucking rot in hell, for beating me up, perforating my middle ear and breaking my eardrum, accusing me of talking during prayers. But as bad as it was, I say, I'm thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. This bullshit's been going on. You keep reading about it. All of the crimes that these Catholic priests have been committing, fucking little boys up the ass. So here's the story. The gays took over the Catholic Church when they invented celibacy. And you know why they did it? Who has better costumes than the Catholic Church, man? Woo! Kyrie eleison, ecum spiritu tuo. Oh, the little acts that they put on. I mean, it's the perfect gay parade. You got those little altar boys kneeling in front of you. It's a disgrace. The Catholic Church has become nothing from what it began as with the Prince of Peace and Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Just like America is nothing what it was when we had the founding fathers who drew up a constitution and a bill of rights that is now totally destroyed. A declaration of independence, life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Happiness, fuck you. Liberty, we'll tell you what to do. I don't like your language. Yeah, I'll give you an example. All the media, Biden tells Netanyahu it was a mistake what they did. A mistake? How about, look at the fuck you're doing. What are you fucking doing here? No, you're still in kindergarten, Salenti. Be like the rest of the people. Swallow this shit. Tune into the Cartoon News Network. Spend $4 a day to read the toilet paper record. $5 a day to read the Wall Street Journal. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. Don't read history before it happens. Don't become an on-trendpreneur. And don't make investments, and we don't give investment advice, that show our forecasts are on trend. Stay with the mainstream media. Of course, nobody listening here is doing that. And what else do we have here? Europe needs more funds for defense as wider war is no longer a fantasy. Said some fantasy freak, another little arrogant piece of fucking scum shit. The EU's chief diplomat. I dip low on the mat and I suck up asses. I'm a diplomat. Josep Borrell could go to hell for calling Russia threatens Europe through its war in Ukraine and hybrid attacks on EU member states. Russia does not threaten Europe. Europe is threatening Russia by sending all the weapons to keep the war going. And now the proof that's coming out that there are European troops there. Anyway, so much more, so much more, so much more, so much more, so much more. It's in your Trends Journal, history before it happens. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And if you want to donate to peace, we're trying to figure out when we're going to have the next rally. And it costs a lot of money to make this happen. So donate to Occupy Peace if you're in for peace. And please look at the interview I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's a true man of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and how they've robbed us of our rights from the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Thanks for tuning in.